Rosemarie Tullio and Shalom Fish tell us in the study G is for Growth, numerous research studies have provided empirical evidence of the power of Sesame Street as an educational tool. However, the true impact of Sesame Street may best be grasped through the dozens of personal anecdotes that reach the offices of the Children's Television Workshop, the producers of the series, on an almost daily basis. One of us has a son who was 3 years old in 1998 when Senator John Glenn returned to space. On the day of the launch, the boy's mother explained that many years before, Glenn was the first American to travel in space, and although he was much older now, he was finally going back. However, when she suggested that they watch the launch together, the boy replied, "I already saw it." Puzzled, she asked what he meant. He explained that he had already seen Oscar's pet worm, Slimy, travel to the moon on Sesame Street. The other of us brought her 17-year-old niece to visit the Sesame Street set and see how the program is made. This was a special event for the niece because she had been a daily viewer of Sesame Street as a preschooler. While there, the young woman had the opportunity to talk with the actor who plays Gordon, one of the human cast members on the show. She told him how important Sesame Street had been to her as a young child. She didn't have many neighborhood friends at that age and had seen the people on Sesame Street as her friends. When she finished, the actor smiled. He said, "The people on Sesame Street are still your friends." That from G is for Growth. They continue, "As we know, Sesame Street reaches far beyond letters and numbers. Over the years, it has introduced literally millions of young children to a broad range of ideas, information, and experiences on topics ranging from nutrition to space to the way crayons are made. At the same time, it has provided a fun, inviting context in which to nurture preschool children's social development in areas such as cooperation and diversity. For many children, the first place they see a ballet may be on Sesame Street. Moreover, it may be the only place they see a ballet performed by a girl in a wheelchair." Many similar things can be said of the range of programs for children on PBS. And while we've just learned about the literal launch of a rocket as Senator John Glenn returned to space in 1998, today marks a different kind of launch. WVIA Public Media is launching new, free, localized, 24/7 children's services today, this morning at 6, in fact. Provided by WVIA, the free services include a new TV channel and live stream on digital platforms. The effort is WVIA's latest initiative to support early learning in the community. Deborah Connick, Director of Membership Events and Elementary Education here at WVIA, she's the clubhouse mom too, she stopped in at the radio studios to fill us in on this new service and all the developments over the years in the delivery of programming to children.
A lot of things have changed. I know when my children were little, watching Sesame Street or Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, there was only really one place to find it, and that was on WVIA TV, Channel 44. But as time goes on, and as there are more outlets for children to be watching television programs like Sesame Street and Curious George and Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, see, they're no longer watching them on TV alone. They're watching these programs on their parents' smartphones, or they're watching it on an iPad, or they're watching it on a laptop computer. So there are just so many different ways for children to be watching the programs that are on WVIA. And what we have also found is, traditionally we air children's programming from 6 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. But a lot of children are not home to watch the PBS Kids programs during that period of time. So maybe about a year ago, PBS came up with the idea, why don't we try to serve those children who are, a lot of them are low-income children, why don't we try to service them and have programming maybe around the clock? So if children are coming home from school or maybe from daycare and maybe they're with an older brother or maybe with grandma, why don't we give them the opportunity to watch some of the great children's programs like Sesame Street, like Curious George, like Daniel Tiger, Odd Squad, the list goes on and on. So PBS and WVIA, we are partnering, and we are going to have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week children's television program. PBS Kids is going to be on WVIA 2 via 2 for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I am delighted because I know how children love to watch the programs that are on WVIA, and parents value what we do each and every day. We have educational programs for their children, programs which encourage their children to use their imagination, to think, to figure out problems. There are children's programs on WVIA that basically reach into the STEM educational services, science, technology, engineering, and math. And that's what we want to do. We want to make sure that when children are watching television, they are engaged. They're laughing, they're smiling, they're giggling, but most importantly, they are learning. And that's what it's all about here at WVIA, learning. And another great aspect of what we're going to be doing is the programs that are going to be on WVIA, the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week channel, they're going to be interactive, which means that children can actually interact with the programming that is on through what's known as a PBS Kids app. So they're going to be able to be involved with the actual program, and that's very, very exciting.
Two-way, definitely. It's not a passive receipt. And so when you say via 2, Debbie, what does that mean? How do people find that?
Okay, well, right now, WVIA is broadcasting three channels. We are broadcasting the main WVIA, which is in high definition. And then we're also broadcasting our Create channel, which is the channel that has all of the great how-to programs and woodworking and travel programs. And then we have a third channel called Via 2. And we are going to be basically taking that channel and converting it into our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week children's channel. Now, if you are listening right now and you are saying, well, I usually like to watch maybe some of the reruns of Masterpiece on that channel, don't worry, because we are taking our main channel, and instead of airing children's programming from 6 o'clock in the morning until 5 o'clock, we're going to stop the children's programming at 2 o'clock and have what's known as a primetime rewind, which means between the hours of 2 and 5, there will be episodes of other PBS-type programming there, like Masterpiece, like Nova, Nature. And we are doing this because we understand that people just like to watch PBS, and we want to make sure that the children are taken care of as well as the adults. Because in addition to educating children and teachers and parents and administrators, we're also offering lifelong learning for everyone. So whether you are tuning into WVIA to learn about nature, or whether you're tuning into WVIA to find out what's going on as far as in our federal or local government, We want to make sure that the programming is there, or perhaps even a concert. WVIA, the world via television, we take you everywhere. We take you to a great concert hall, maybe in London. We put you right in the middle of a desert with nature. We basically take you to Washington, D.C. for the news. We take you everywhere. And there are so many people who still refer to us as WVIA Channel 44.
And 50 years.
50 years. Yes, we opened our doors in September of 1966. We are in our 50th anniversary right now. And I think it's very fitting that celebrating our 50th year, we're also introducing this 24-hour, 7-day-a-week channel for children. So many children, Erica, a lot of them come home to an empty house, you know? And I think it's really great that children can go to their television, put it on, tune into WVIA 2, and watch great programs. Programs like Clifford the Big Red Dog, or perhaps Daniel Tiger, Splash and Bubbles.
Tell us about that. That's a new program.
Yeah, it's a brand new program. It's from the Jim Henson Company. And it's about these two adorable fish called Splash and Bubbles. And this program is geared to children probably between the ages of 4 and 7. When I first found out about it, I thought it was a preschool program. And it is. It does appeal to preschool children. But it also appeals to children that are in school. Because after every episode of Splash and Bubbles, because it is a very colorful cartoon, they take you on an adventure. They take you deep into the ocean. And this is real video footage of the ocean showing you different kinds of, like, plants that are really animals, taking you to underwater volcanoes, taking you to explore creatures and fish that live deep in the deepest parts of the ocean that are very, very dark. So it is a way of introducing children to the ocean. And you know what? The ocean covers most of the earth. And I think it's very, very important for our children to learn about the ocean, but also being in the ocean and learning about creatures that live deep in the ocean. And I wanted to mention that children can watch Sesame Street, Curious George, and all of their favorites online at pbskids.org and on the PBS Kids video app, or they can watch on our brand new PBS Kids 24/7 channel for free. Watch PBS Kids shows anytime, anywhere, on a variety of mobile devices, tablets, and over-the-top platforms such as Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Android TV, Xbox One, and Chromecast. And for more information about how you can find out about the PBS Kids channel, you can visit WVIA.org. And if you're wondering, well, you know, how do I get it? Well, first of all, if you get TV off of the air, you automatically get the three channels, so you don't have to worry about that. However, if you are on some kind of cable network, you can watch PBS Kids 24/7 on Comcast Channel 242, or you can watch it on Channel 305 on Adams Cable, or on Channel 93 on Service Electric Hazleton, Channel 93 on Service Electric Sunbury, or you can watch it on Service Electric Channel 214 Wilkes-Barre. So those are just some of the different channels where if you're wondering where can I find the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week PBS channel. And what do I mean by the app? I mean the app is something that's on your iPad or on your iPhone, and you can click on that app and get transported immediately to PBS Kids, and there it opens up a whole new world for children, basically in the palm of your hand. And I did want to also mention that most kids' TV viewing takes place on weeknights and weekend afternoons and evenings.
Not what we would think.
No, because children are in school. And this trend is true for all children, but especially for those in low-income families. And those are the children that we really do need to reach out to. We have to let them know, and their parents know, and their daycare teachers know that there is a place for those children to learn to be safe, to learn about how to be kind to one another. And I think that's just so very important because, Erica, right now, I get over 300 channels. And sometimes it's difficult to find something appropriate to watch. But with the PBS Kids 24-hour, 7-day-a-week channel, it's right there. Don't have to worry about your children watching something that you don't want them watching. Plus, they are learning to be kind. They're learning how to say please and thank you. And they are learning skills that will help them excel when they are going to be starting kindergarten. And that's what it's all about. And one other thing I did want to mention is we have a great program called the PBS Kids in the Classroom. And this is another opportunity where WVIA goes into the classroom, kindergarten, first, and second grades. We introduce an educational curriculum to the children, Curious George with shapes and colors, or maybe animal habitats, or learning how to budget with Arthur, or learning about foods and nutrition with Clifford the Big Red Dog. And this is our way of extending PBS Kids, where we're taking it off of the television, off of the phone, off of the iPad, and we're putting it right into the classroom and letting teachers and educators and administration, as well as parents, know about all the great resources that are available on PBS Kids.
Deborah Connick, Director of Membership Events and Elementary Education here at WVIA. She's the Clubhouse Mom, and she was speaking with us about the launch today as of 6 a.m., WVIA Public Media launching new free localized 24/7 children's services. And for more information, you may check WVIA.org, but go right to PBSKids.org or the PBS Kids video app, and you'll find what you need.